Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we will continue in our study to look at the miracles which Muslims claim that Christ have performed. It's amazing how Muslims brag about the Isa, the son of Mary, the Christ of Islam, that he performed miracles, not realizing that their Muhammad, who is supposed to be the best of the prophets and the best of the messengers, the final messenger of Allah, did not perform any miracles. Even though, amazingly, lately I've been hearing and been reading about many miracles Muslims claim that Muhammad performed 1450 years ago. Amazingly, these miracles were not known to anyone. They were not known to Allah himself in the Quran. But somehow Muslims are able to create miracles for Muhammad to make him that great prophet. But what about the miracles which Isa, son of Mary, had performed in the Quran? We got a couple of passages to read for you as we will have a discussion about that matter. First, I'd like to read to you what is written in Quran chapter 3 and verse 46. For there we read, "And he will speak to the people from the cradle and in his old age." We talked about that in our last broadcast, but that is a prophecy given by the angels when they announced to the Virgin Mary that she will have a son. What is the miracle of that child? That he will be speaking from the cradle. It's a miracle, never happened before, and obviously made Isa, son of Mary, a great infant. Once again, let me remind you, my dear friends, that we as Christians do not believe in that miracle. It is not normal for a babe to talk after birth. And we know from the book of John that the first miracle Jesus performed was not to speak as a baby, but to change the water into wine in the wedding of Galilee. That is the first miracle our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ performed. But what is greater than that, which Muslims have no answer for, is that the Quran also stated not only Isa will be speaking from the cradle, but he will be speaking as a kahl. I'm talking about real old man, somebody in late 90 or maybe 100 plus. So we know for sure, as history records, that Jesus, the Son of God, left earth when he was 33 or so years old, not to be 50 or 70 or anywhere close to that age of kahl, an old man. Where did Muhammad come up with that miracle? Obviously, this information cannot be found in the gospel, but in other books which were written by heretics. Muhammad was simply copying stories from his days, and he did not know that it was simply myth. Now let's move on to the next miracle, which is given by Isa himself, son of Mary, as we continue to read in Quran chapter 3 and verse 49. For there we read, "And a messenger of the children of Israel." First of all, no Christian ever believed that Jesus was a messenger to the children of Israel, but he is the Word of God who became flesh, not only for the children of Israel, but for all mankind. Yes, Christ came for his specialty, that is the Jewish people, but the Jewish people rejected him. But all those who believed in him and accepted him became children of God, meaning those who believe in his name, all Christians. The scripture is very clear. "For God so loved the Jews that he gave his only begotten son." No. That's not what we read in John 3:16. But "for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." The world is all Jews and all Gentiles, every man, every woman, whoever walked on the face of the earth. That is the true message of Jesus Christ himself, which he spoke to Nicodemus in John 3:16. Now, Isa, son of Mary, continued to say, "Indeed, I came to you with a sign from your Lord." Isa came to the children of Israel with a miracle, a sign, a proof, an evidence. From who? From the Lord of the Jewish people. He said, after that, I create for you the figure of a bird from the teen. The word teen is non-Arabic word, which means mud. It is actually Semitic origin. So what Esau will do here, he will create a bird from mud. Once again, what is creation? Creation is something belong to God. If Muslims believe Allah is God and He is the creator, therefore there is no other creators to work with Him specifically in the subject of creation, which is one of the attributes of God. But don't worry, Allah made a boo-boo in the Quran. That is in Quran chapter 23 and verse 14 when He stated that He is the best of the creators, which means there are actually more than two creators, because the word creators here is plural. In the Arabic grammar, it means three or more. So we know that Allah create and Isa create, and I do not know who is the third or if there is any more than three, because Muslims do not know at all. Then let's continue how this creation would be. He said, I create for you the figure of a bird from the mud. And then he said, so I breathe into it, so it will become a bird by Allah's permission. Notice the creation by Isa of the bird is almost 100% like the creation of God in the Bible, because God made Adam from mud, and then He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And that's how Adam became a living creature. Imagine with me, Isa is doing the same thing, but not creating human, but creating a bird. And He breathed into the bird the breath of life. That means not only Isa was able to create the bird, but He was able to give life to that bird. Exactly like we see in God's creation of Adam. Once again, that story is not a true miracle. We Christians do not believe in that. And it is simply another made-up story. It is written in the Gospel of the Childhood of Thomas, one of the Apocrypha books. And Muhammad heard the story and he believed it to be true, and he just went ahead and added a couple sentences in the Quran to prove that Isa was a miracle performer. How and why did Isa did that? Because it was simply a sign from Allah to the children of Israel. And don't forget that Muhammad made Isa perform these great miracles, but at the same time, it was not by Isa's power. It was by Allah's permission. It's like Allah gave him the okay to create. Allah gives him the okay to do these things, which obviously attributes belong to God. If this is true, God will not allow any person to share creation with Him, because that's one of the attributes which belong to God alone. But let's continue with a little bit more of these miracles. That is when He said, and I heal the blind and the leper. Healing is also one of the attributes of Allah. Huwa al-Shafi. He is the healer. Like Allah is the creator, Allah is the healer, and these attributes belong to Allah alone. And notice here, He only mentioned two, which is the blind and the leper. What about the rest of the healings which Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, performed in the Bible? Because Jesus did more than just healing the leper and the blind. But once again, this is a second very important attribute of God in the Bible or even in the Quran. Let's continue with what else Isa will be performed as a sign to prove to the children of Israel that He is a messenger from Allah. And that is when we read, and I raise the dead by Allah's permission. Raising the dead, the word here in the Arabic language, uhyi, which is one of the attributes of Allah as well, that He is the one who gives life. No one can give life but God or Allah in the Quran. And here we see Isa, son of Mary, performs that great miracle by raising the dead. But once again, Muslims will say, it's not a big deal. Why is that? Because Allah said, by the permission of Allah. Isa did not perform that miracle by his own power or by his own strength, but by Allah's permission. Allah allowed Isa to perform this great miracle. Once again, one of the names of Allah, one of the attributes of Allah, the one who gives life, and He will not share that with any other messenger or any other prophet. As common sense concerning the attributes of Allah or the attributes of God in the Bible. Finally, we read one more miracle Isa will perform according to Quran chapter 3 and verse 49 to prove to the children of Israel that he is a messenger from Allah. That is when he stated, "And I inform you about what you eat and what you store in your houses. Surely in this is a sign for you if you were believers." What about that miracle here? When Isa can tell what is not known. Alam al-Ghuyub, that is one of the attributes of Allah, the knower of the unseen. That is another attribute for God in the Bible or for Allah in the Quran. And notice here, I love that, because in the previous three signs, which is creating the bird from mud, or healing the leper and the blind, or raising the dead, it was always performed by Allah's permission, by Allah's power. But in that one here, knowing the unseen, Muhammad did not mention by Allah's permission. He simply said, "And I inform you about what you eat and what you store in your houses." And there we see a period. Then Isa, son of Mary, ended that phrase by saying, "Surely, and this is a sign for you if you were believers."
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, "The Straight Way to Eternal Life." How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled "The Violent Truth About Islam," examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
Amazingly, when Isa, son of Mary, performed all these miracles, it was to prove to the Jewish people, according to the Quran, that he is a messenger. But once again, where are the miracles which Muhammad performed to prove to the Muslim believers that he is also a prophet or a messenger from Allah? Don't forget, Muslims believe Muhammad is the greatest prophet. And we read throughout the Quran when the people ask him to perform miracles, but he refused. And he said what? Well, Allah said that messengers before him performed miracles and people did not believe anyway. So what is the point of repeating miracles? But my friends, when you read the entire Quran, you see that Moses performed miracles, Isa performed miracles, many of the prophets in the Bible, which Muhammad copied their name in the Quran, performed miracles. Why not Muhammad? The answer is very simple, because he has no proof that he is a prophet or a messenger. The only thing he performed is that he made up the verses of the Quran, which is loaded with many errors and contradictions. Now, the same passage is repeated in the Quran, and that is in Quran chapter 5 and verse 110. For there we read, when Allah said, "O Isa, son of Mary, remember my grace on you and on your mother when I supported you with the Holy Spirit. You spoke to the people in the cradle and as an old man. And when I taught you the book and the wisdom and the Torah and the gospel, and when you created from the mud the likeness of the bird by my permission, so you breathed into it, so it will become a bird by my permission. And you healed the blind and the leper by my permission. And when you brought forth the dead by my permission. And when I withhold the children of Israel from you, when you came to them with the proofs, so those who became infidels among them said that this is but an obvious sorcery. And when I revealed to the Hawariyin, that is a non-Arabic word, from Abyssinian origin, which means white or pure, and Muhammad used that to mean the disciples of Jesus. So the statement goes, and when I revealed to the disciples that believe in me and in my messenger, they said, we believe and bear witness that surely we are Muslims. These are simply two confusing verses. Quran chapter 5, verse 110, 111. But in verse 110, it is a repeat of the words which we have read in Quran chapter 3 and verse 49. Notice here that Allah is telling Isa that he already talked to people as an old man, not as some may claim that, well, Isa will come back in the end of time and he will be married to four wives and he will be a good Muslim and that's when he will be speaking as an old man and then he will die in the old age. No, Allah clearly stated that he spoke to the people as an old man. No evidence whatsoever that Jesus lived more than 33 years or so, as I mentioned earlier, which means that was a huge error in the Quran. All these miracles were performed simply because Allah have shown grace on Isa and on his mother. And I do not know why Allah show grace on his mother here, because I do not know where is that grace Muhammad is talking about. We do not know too much about Isa or Mary in the Quran besides these few verses here and there where Muhammad picked up some of the nonsensical stories written in the books of Apocrypha. Muhammad simply copied and put it in the Quran. How about the disciples of Isa in verse 111? Amazingly, that Allah revealed to them. Revealed what? I thought only Isa is the one who received the revelation of the gospel of Isa. But somehow Allah revealed to them and he asked them to believe in his messenger, that is in Isa, son of Mary. And they said, yes, indeed, we believed and we bear witness that we are Muslims. Once again, Muslims here does not mean submitter to Allah, but simply believer in Muhammad. For as Muslims claim, not only Isa was a Muslim, but all the prophets who came before him were Muslims. And for sure, the disciples of Isa were Muslims, believing that Muhammad will come after Isa, son of Mary. If Muhammad bothered to read what is written in the gospel concerning the miracles which Jesus performed, he would have found that there are real miracles Jesus performed, and he performed by his own power. For example, one time a woman touched Jesus because she was bleeding for 12 years after she spent all the money she got and she did not get any healing from the doctors of Jesus' days. She said, if I've touched the edge of his garment, I'll be healed. And she did. And Jesus said, who touched me? And when the disciples said, Lord, there are plenty of people around you, and he asked who touched me, he said, some power came out of me. You see, it was the personal power of Jesus who brought healing to that woman. And if he has that power and he is the Son of God, why he asked who touched me? Because he is waiting for that woman to confess that she did touch the Lord. And he said, go in peace, my daughter, your faith healed you. So that is one of many miracles which Jesus performed. And as we read in the scripture, sometime people will cry out like the two blind men, have mercy on us, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on us. It was Jesus who showed mercy to them. Jesus did not every time perform miracle in the Bible. He prayed, oh God, the Father, show me your will. Let your will be done and heal this person or that person. No. In many cases, Jesus healed the people by his own strength. He just said the word and the people received the miracles or the healing they were looking for. It was always by his own power. Why is that? Because Jesus Christ is the eternal word of God. As even Muhammad declared in Quran chapter 4 verse 171 that Isa is the word of Allah and a spirit from him. If Isa is the word of Allah, that means he is eternal. And if he is a spirit from Allah, that means he is eternal. And that is exactly what Muslims do not know about the true Jesus, the Son of God, the Word of God. Jesus did not create a bird from mud, but he simply created the whole world. And the whole world came to existence because of Jesus Christ. As we read in John 1, 1, 2, 3, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Do you realize here? He is the creator, and there is no the best of the creators, as we read in the Quran, because there's only one creator, that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the Word of God who brought everything to existence. And that Word, who is God, became flesh, as we read in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That is who Jesus Christ is. He is not some messenger who performed some signs by the will of Allah to prove to the people that he is a messenger. No. He is God Almighty who came to flesh. That's why he was able to perform great miracles by his own power, by his own strength. Then his disciples and the rest of the Christian believers who came after him performed many miracles in his name. And that is what Muslims do not know. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.